Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Come back with a vengeance. That's new Lawnmower Man's the kids.
Oh my. I forgot all about Lawnmower.
Buddy, every time. Never failed. Every single fucking
leaf blower, man. This dude, I mean, Cody would come in on a Sunday, sunny morning. Or not even morning, like afternoon and shit. And then as soon as it hits that.
Literally, as soon as you hit record,
it's like this motherfucker, dude.
then when you stop recording,
and then it sounded like he multiplied. Remember, it was like it was like one downstairs and one upstairs.
We were actually that theory train before these theories even started before the whole COVID thing. We were like, man, maybe that's God actually doing that. God was the end of our old website, so like maybe because remember that's actually God.
Remember, you know, God, remember like this church hacked into my site?
Mm-hmm.
Remember this? It was like a church and shit. And right, then it was just like, oh. Yeah.
That was 3 years ago. I remember that.
Yeah. And then remember we went, I can't remember what episode we did, but we went to that Island Burger and like literally the next day that shit caught on fire.
Yeah, that shit burned down to the ground.
Wait, was it the next, or was it the same day, like hours? I think it was hours later, dude. Like, I was like, oh, shit, dude.
Man, I don't remember.
I can't remember, but I remember just texting you the next day saying, like, oh, shit. I guess we left at the right time because this motherfucker caught fire afterwards. I mean, God really tried to kill us. Like, or he sent us messages that he was trying to kill us and shit. When we used to record back in the day, people at my old apartment, this fucking lawnmower dude would turn these goddamn leaf blowers on to blow what? I have no fucking idea. Because there was no fucking trees to spread leaves and nothing like that in our area. So, people, I lived on the fucking damn near the beach. So, I don't know what they were, I guess dirt, Cody? But it was like, what the fuck? Like,
there wasn't another goddamn bush, a brush. A tree, a plant.
I mean, plants were non-existent in this building. Okay.
Yeah. Plants were non-existent. Thing.
The only plants that was in this building unit was by the pool. But somehow,
and notice we never saw him. He was only just heard.
We never saw him neither.
Never saw him.
And then like in the later years, that shit started to multiply. Like it was three of them or like, wait a minute, hold on.
He turned on that Dolby Atmos HD sound. Like, this is a bitch.
Hey, you remember, it used to sound like he would get right up on my door?
Yeah.
I think you were open one time.
Yeah.
I was just like...
Yeah, I remember you tried to open it one time. Yeah. Like there. Wind.
I was just about to say, remember when you was there one time and I was like, fuck this, I gotta go tell you. And he pulled out the door and like nobody, in like a dust cloud.
Yeah, you saw a shadow go across the lighting under the door. And you opened that shit. Not a goddamn thing.
I think a tumbleweed flew by, whatever shit. I was just like, what the fuck? That apartment complex was strange as fuck. I gotta be honest. Like,
some interesting stories there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was right to the last day you were fucking
there. Right to the last day. I love it because later on that day, that dude didn't want to admit he was wrong, whatever shit, but he was like, hey, man, have a nice day or whatever. Shit. I was like, fuck you. It's okay. That's my dick, dude. You try to give me a hard time. It's the only mistake I made with that is I should have left that goddamn recording on.
Yeah.
I should have left that goddamn recording on. I was like, I should just left it on. And that story was so goddamn funny. The story before that was I think Jermel was over my place. And there was this fine-ass girl in the... You remember when you walked by the elevator? All those windows that was right there?
This girl
always left her windows open, dude. Like, always fucking left her open. I told Jermel, I was just like, there's some chick in there, dude. She's, like, bad, dude. She's, like, fine as hell. But I was like, I think she a freak or something like that. That motherfucker, dude. He damn near was like Ezell from Friday, Cody. That motherfucker stuck his whole body through the window and shit. I was like, talking about with a hose. I was like, this motherfucker gonna get me shot. I was like, I can never invite him over to this building again. I don't know what happened to her. I just know that she left all the doors and windows open and she was like tagged on in that place.
Yeah. Yeah, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't as hot as a spirit bomb girl, but you know.
And that is crazy.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. That chick was crazy.
Yeah. Old Navi, let's put our tails together. Let's fuck that way.
From Avatar. I think my first question to Cody when we recorded that day was just like, has millennials, no, I guess that's what we called them at the time, whatever, but they're not millennials, but did millennials screw up the way we fuck now?
Yeah, now you gotta take like what you call it, tantra classes and shit.
Yeah.
Third eye. Yeah, like, God, I do all this.
Like, I understand that people want to change bread and use donuts or lettuce and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking is something that don't need to be changed. It's really easy. It's very simple.
Man, people try to channel their inner chi and all this. It's like, it's turned into a RZA movie. It's like, let's not make this Man with the Iron Fist Part 2.
Hey, I'm not.
You just get strict to that.
I'm not trying to hang out with no monks and get my chi balanced or whatever.
Yeah,
and stuff
like exactly.
That. I'm just trying to put a dick in a hole. That's
do all this shit and all that. And,
you know. Yeah, like when she said, let's hold hands and breathe each other's spirit in, I was just like,
what the fuck did she just say to me?
I thought it was like some new level kinky shit. I was just like, oh, okay. No. Yeah. I was like, nah, she really talking about breathing in each other. But she was like,
there.
Her first line after that, do you feel me? What? Feel what? I feel air blowing by.
I can feel my interest slowly dwindling down. I can feel that.
I feel like I'm telling you to get the fuck out of my apartment.
Yeah, right? Yeah, how fine you are.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It really is. It's just like, wow, that's some psychotic shit right there.
Man.
I would have loved to seen her at January 6th at the Capitol talking about like, all this violence, channel your inner key and stop this. Please.
I'd be goddamn just if I tried that shit. Probably was. Don't trade that QAnon motherfuckers.
She was like, I don't believe in like having actual sex. I believe in the way I have sex is by channeling in and breathing in. And I just like looked at her and was like,
the spirit bomb chi orgasms.
I guess so. She said that's
yeah,
the only
without physical stimulation.
The first question I wanted to ask her is, what dude did you fuck that was so bad that made you say, I never want this again? I'm just going,
exactly.
It's like, I just need to know because I need to find this brother and I need to run him over with my car because like he just fucked the whole game up.
He really did fuck it up. Like, at that right there in front of you.
You got to go through some metamorphosis change to say some shit like this. Like,
and you know, there's some sucker out there too that fell for her bullshit. Still to this day, trying.
Oh, it was. She had a boyfriend. She had a boyfriend, or at least.
Oh, damn. Dudes. Oh, you were excited. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like some Puerto Rican looking dude or whatever. And you can tell.
I wish we would have got that dude in the podcast. Just,
man.
I
love it because every time I ran into him, he was always walking his Siberian Husky and shit. And he would just had this look on his face like, what's up, bro? And I would just look at him going like, shit, I don't know what he's so sad for. He got that beautiful ass girl in there and shit. And then I found out why. I was just like,
You figured it out.
Yeah, I was like,
he's a sucker for life, man. It's like, maybe one day.
I was like, damn, this girl's about to cheat on her, dude. Like literally right next door. Cause they were like, kind of like literally next door and shit. I was like, damn, what's going on? I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't know him. But then when she told me that's how she gets down, I was just like, I see why that guy said. No wonder he walks his dog so fucking much. That dog probably like, damn, I'm tired of being walked. Shit, I wish y'all would just fucking do something, please. They probably got the dog in on the circle thing too, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Holding the dog. That dog is sitting here going like, God damn.
That dog is like, she got you too, huh?
That husky was like, you know, before y'all found me, I was on top of some other husky dog just fucking grilling the shit out of that dog. Now here I am breathing energy.
Hey, y'all ain't even feed me real dog food. what is this kale shit?
Oh, they probably
I was better off the orphanage, man. I need you to take me back.
Shit, there's gonna slaughter my ass.
I ain't gonna put my ass to sleep. It's like a vacation now.
Shit, they're gonna make real hot dogs out of my ass. You know what shit, I would enjoy that actually more than this shit.
So I look at his paws like, dude, I fucked up.
The next time Jermell came to that place, it was like kind of like right before I was leaving a little bit. Next door to them, gorgeous ass, like dark. It wasn't too dark skin, but kind of like Jermell's skin tone, whatever. Like, she was gorgeous as hell, though. She always had her fucking windows wide open and shit, even when she was like, it's like, what is up with these people? Like, people don't close their fucking blinds when they like doing shit and they like underwear and shit like that. Fucking Jermell knocking right on her door. She, I was like, oh my God. I was like, let me walk away before she realized I live here. That fool don't live here. He can fucking do whatever he want to do and shit. Oh, man. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
It's probably our longest ever intro before introducing ourselves ever.
Probably had longer. I don't know. That's about average.
Here on this show, at least.
I guess so. Maybe.
But I had to get those stories out because people
there. Classic stories.
If you're out there getting your spirit bomb on, then well, fuck you. Man.
Don't talk to me.
Could you imagine?
Fuck away from me.
Could you imagine hooking up with like Paula Patton and Snia Lathan and she told you?
Oh, man. Yeah, you talk about a heartbreaker. Oh, my God. What would be worse? Having a long-term relationship with them and then cut off ties with you, or the initial setup where you're like, man, I'm about to get this. And then you figure out like, oh, no, they're not an actual fucking, they did that spiritual shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What would you rather? How would you rather have it go down?
I feel, you know, as a man, I feel like saying the long-term because in our minds, we probably believe I could change that though.
Yeah,
but you realize you after like day 50, you're like that shit ain't changing. because you can't change no woman's opinion. Let's be real about this. No man out there, I don't give a fuck how good you think you are. No man out there is changing no woman's opinion. If she got her mind straight on something like that, she wants that shit. Okay, so the short term, fuck, I don't know what I would do in that term because it's like. What about 69? And is that good? That probably my first comment. I was like, what about that?
Tell me your answer at the end of the show.
What's your answer? I mean, is it the in the long term, it's like, well, I'm with her.
Yeah, you're with her.
But it's like, you know, I got to every night. Instead of actually touching her, I'm fucking holding hands and doing.
I'll say like a normal. I'm just saying. I'm just talking about the breakup part.
Oh, the breakup
eyes. Yeah.
Oh.
Or you'd rather have that, knowing that you're never going to get that ever again. Anything close to that.
I'd rather have the short term. That's
what I'm saying.
I ain't about to be like Robin Thicke, bro.
That motherfucker still have PTSD to this day.
That motherfucker hung himself, Cody. You ain't heard from him. The last time you heard from Robin Thicke, okay?
That's true. I haven't seen him. Yeah, since that long after that breakup. Yeah, I really heard from him.
By the way, I was listening to, you know, I'll talk about that a little later. We'll play that. Maybe I should talk about it now. I'll talk about it now since we're talking about sex and shit later. So I was listening to some Marvin Gaye music. I mean, it's Marvin Gaye, babe. Who don't like Marvin Gaye? Mm-hmm. That's like that Stevie Wonder thing we said the other day. You don't like Marvin Gaye. I don't think you have.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with you. Man.
Yeah.
Shit. Even Zemo liked Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, thank you.
He's cultured.
He gave a whole "It's a Beautiful" translation to the African American. I wonder if all black people just looked and they're like, "Hey, what that?" Oh,
that was probably Anthony Mackie's initial reaction. That was probably improv, and he just cut that scene out.
I really hope that they didn't tell him that that was the line Zemo had and shit.
Yeah,
like so he could just have like literally a natural reaction and shit. Like, hey, wait a minute, his eyes didn't look like. That's correct or whatever. And you could tell too, he was being like, Daniel Brühl is such a good actor because he was being so sincere about it too. He was like, Damn, that motherfucker really does like that shit, huh?
Yeah.
He's like, it's class, it's taste. I was like, this motherfucker. I was like, so everybody knows Marvin Gaye. I mean, first of all, he was a funny looking brother. I got to tell you that right now. I mean, if you think that brother was getting something, you'd be like, nah, he got that fucked up goatee and shit like that. Like, nah, come on. That fucking hairline was receding back, Cody. I was like, dude, this dude. Dude, when that dude sing, oh man, panties and briefs were off, bro. Yeah. I was like, I ain't even gay, and somehow my drawers were off. I was like, what happened?
No, right? Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Your shit just disappeared.
I was like, hold on, what just happened here?
Yeah, my shit get snapped. What the hell?
Damn, this motherfucker. Ain't he dead? How did this happen? Hold on. The ghost just fucked me, Cody. The ghost of Marvin Gaye is fucking women still today. I was listening to Sexual Healing. It's been a long time since I watched that video. Cody, I want you to watch this video. Turn the volume off, of course. Mm. Or if you don't. That motherfucker is the ultimate perv in that video.
Oh, yeah. Let me pull this up.
I love it because it starts off.
Background.
I love it, Cody, because it starts off classy as shit. It's got like this. He's in his tuxedo. He's performing on stage. And then all of a sudden, he's like a doctor's appointment. And he's got this chick bending over. And his eyes are getting bug-eyed and shit. And he's talking about like, oh, shit. Looking like Scooby-Doo again and shit. That shit is just, it's the funniest fucking thing I have ever rewatched in my life, I must say. Besides a Cisco Thong song too, but
that was pretty hilarious. That, yeah, that video, I mean, still boggles my mind.
Yeah,
I need a documentary on that shit. I need that explained.
That's funny because I think you could do a whole hour reaction video.
Yeah.
And still be like, I still don't know what he was going for, mm-hmm. but I somewhat kind of get it.
Hey, start with the white girl. All right, okay.
Wake up. See, this is what I'm used to, Cody. I'm old school, baby. So I remember mm-hmm. you put this on. See, this is what I was thinking with Spirit Bomb. Put some Marvin Gaye on for her. Set the mood. Get some wine out. It's going down. Nah, mm-hmm. she didn't want to set the mood. She wanted to light some candles and fucking Spirit Bomb each other and shit. So I was like, nah. I ain't into this. I'm into the old school. Matter of fact, it ain't even old school. Sex is sex, okay?
I'm gonna say, I thought there's only like one way to do that. You know?
Yeah.
It's a J.
Something's going into something.
More of this, less of this.
Yeah. This is not Rockefeller, okay?
I don't be doing all this all fucking day.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hold my hands up and shit like, you know, oh, give it to me, the power. You know, I don't want the power. I want to feel good.
Yeah.
I want to smoke a cigarette afterwards, okay?
I get pulled over. What's going on here?
Shit, he doing a spirit bomb himself. He got his hands up there. So he's like, ooh. I love how Marvin Gaye, he just into this shit. He's like, damn, girl, I'm getting this right here in my hand.
I was fucked up beard.
Yeah, look at that beard. Come on, dude. As a dude, when you first met me, I had the goatee, remember?
Yeah.
It ain't look nowhere near as raggedy as that shit, man. Come on, bro. You got to edge that shit up, bro. I know razor blades back then. Come on, bro. He's like one of those old Hispanic dudes. You know, old Hispanic men think they're the cockiest motherfuckers ever and shit. Like, mm-hmm. they just think like they can get any pussy they want and shit. They have their shirt unbuttoned, all fat and bloated looking and shit, and gray hair be sticking out that motherfucker. They be looking like that dude from the Looney Tunes commercial, that evil mm-hmm. doctor and shit, and they still be thinking like I'm pulling or whatever. And so I was like,
So I pause on the 1:47 mark.
Yes.
Is this dude getting turned on by getting his blood pressure taken?
Yes.
Is that what's going on right now?
Yes, Cody, yes.
What in the actual fuck? Maybe she had that look like, what?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not sexy. That shit is going through the roof.
I was like, did you see how the video started and how to transition to this now, though?
Yeah.
It started off classy. Yeah. It was all classy and shit. Like, oh, yeah, old school lounge and shit. And then now you're like, what the fuck going on now? Like,
that was just a series of vignettes or fucking, it's like an anthology. There's different shit going on. It's not even connected.
I love how he walks through the doctor's door and shit like that. He looking mm-hmm. sneaky as fuck, like, shit.
Yeah. What the fuck they doing up there? This ain't sexy at all. The most unsexy shit.
I mean, he got that fucked up hairline too, so it looks even creepier. I can't stop talking about that hair, man.
It's more like an 80s horror movie villain. Come on, yeah. The side and shit. But.
And I don't know if you know, but Marvin Gaye is kind of a tall motherfucker, too. So it was like, he lurking in the door and shit, looking like...
Yeah, looking like Candyman and shit.
Yeah, dude, it's kind of creepy, dude. And she just, like, trying to be professional. She just like, I'm putting my glasses on.
Okay. Like, the only part that makes sense is like him in the jazz club. Like, that makes sense. Like, I get with that.
I love at the 138 second mark, he's just like, damn, girl. He's like, I got a headache right now. You think I got to lay on your table? Getting his blood pressure.
He laid that makeup on thick as fuck, too. Oh. Okay, nowhere near that light. No goddamn way.
Love when she crossed her legs. You see him look over? He was like, oh, shit. The fuck got turned on when she crossed her. I mean, she is fine. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd probably be doing a sign. I probably shouldn't even be doing my ass would have been like, so what you doing afterwards? Even she looked when she saw his blood pressure. She was just like,
yeah,
it's not normal. What's wrong with you?
Say, yeah, that's, that's not horniness. You actually need to get help, sir.
And get that shit lined up, please.
Hey, get some fucking Gillette.
I love when his blood pressure shoots up. The lyrics are, get up, get up, get up, get up. Like, did he just get a boner?
Yeah, I'm about to say, you talking about your dick or your blood pressure? Like,
what's going on here, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, he's back in the jazz club. Look classy now. So he's like, classy.
I'm waiting for this shit to take a turn. I don't know what's going to take a turn, but I know it's
coming. Oh, yeah. It always takes a turn, Cody. Come on.
Yeah, dude. It go to like the 2 minute to like 25 second mark. That white girl is staring the fuck out of him to his left. Holy shit.
I love everybody in the jazz club.
Oh, my God. Damn. Yeah. Two minute 30 seconds. Oh, my God.
Damn, you can do it now.
Definitely pre-me, too. Yeah. He's a terrible actor, by the way.
Ooh.
Love you, Marvin Gaye. You ass can't act.
He's like, shit, Cody, I'm trying to get pussy. I ain't trying to act. You wasn't lying about that white girl. That white girl. That white girl, she just can't take
it. Nah, yeah.
That's like old dude's girlfriend in Texas when she couldn't take her eyes off you. Names will not be said here.
Good times.
White girl staring hard. She was like, I'm going to get that. I don't know what he is. I'm going to take it. Cody, I love at the 2 minute, 38 second mark. He's still laying on this table in his hospital bed.
Yeah.
He bends over and that motherfucker, his eyes went, oh, yeah. Shit.
Like, damn.
Damn. Look. That's gonna be my screensaver. Look on his face, he like,
yeah.
Oh, damn. He's like, wait a minute.
Oh man.
Oh, that is the best. When I saw this, I was dying in laughter. I was just like, holy shit. I was like, I guess you could really make fun of all these music videos, baby. Yeah. And you know what though? I'll say the same thing I said like we said last week. At least there's something going on in this video.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
It's
like thong song, same shit.
Yeah,
there's something happening. Might not make sense. Might not have connective fucking thing.
No,
there was something going on.
I will say this one. This one does actually make sense. His sexual healing. He getting some healing. Okay, getting a boner from a motherfucker. Like, I love that the charts are going off the radar and shit, Cody. They like fucking like.
I love this though. That midnight love potion.
He just
Cody. I probably did.
That's why that chart went like here, like
here. Yeah.
You know, he probably slept with every woman in this video.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, especially that white woman. I love when she feeding him that love pose. That was just, like, when she took the sip, he was like, damn.
Yeah. You know, that was some homebrew shit. You saw that busted ass label they put on there.
It's like some old Looney Tunes shit.
Yeah.
You know what that look like? That look like the Toon Squad Magic MJ.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And when Buzz Bunny gave him and said, oh, yeah, a special potion here or whatever shit.
It does look like that.
Damn, she fine. I love that little kiss, the hug he gave her. Oh, he did that creepy ass smile when he hugged her. He was just like, yeah. I got it. Took that love potion right there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it's like getting spoon fed.
Somebody spoon feed my ass. Shit, I never leave. I love how he did that little bow after the song's over. He's like, "Ooh, hold on. Hey, hey, what's up?" That white girl still staring. Man, she's just like, damn.
Like, wait, that's damn. The end? That's yeah. The most anticlimactic shit. You get a little peck, and that's it.
Yeah, he about to
what
go
the fuck? Man.
You missed
that's
the
bullshit.
You missed the BET uncut version of this. He fucking in the limo now.
Yeah. Oh, you know, all these cuts are hashtag around. I want the fuck cut. I want that one. I want the real shit.
Cody's like, hashtag bring back BET uncut, please.
Yeah.
I need to see what's going on in here now.
Yeah. That's a bullshit.
I love that fucking
that's
video.
It. The end. Man.
Fuck hey, Cody, he had to keep it classy, babe.
Yeah, he went classy that whole goddamn video, but at the end, all of a sudden, now. Hey, now QPG.
Hey, Cody, all I gotta say is thank God he's dead, because I'd hate for the people to look up his history.
I'm about to say. Yeah, I probably get back at this video and just ready to put that cancel button. Like, it's just warranted.
You know who is alive, though? Who's alive, who they need to probably look into their past? Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
You remember that video he did? Damn, what's the name of that song? Oh, hello?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker was a teacher hitting on his student and shit, and she was blind too at that, Cody. I was like, wait.
I remember that.
Oh, you gotta watch that video, Cody. You gotta watch that video.
Oh, shit.
People, we taking it back, baby. I'm the last drop.
Ooh, man, couldn't do that shit today. A blind underage chick? Oh, hell no. Not your fucking boss.
Lionel wants that video scrubbed. He's like, oh,
God.
Shit.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, if you watch that Lionel Richie hello video, you'll be like, oh, my God. Hold on. Wait a minute. It took me a while to understand what was going on. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Is he the teacher in this class?
Yeah.
Wait, he ain't the student? Is she blind? Oh, hell no. This is not a good look, brother.
Not
a good look. I always love that dopey ass fucking.
Oh my God. You see the end of this? I just dropped to the end of this video.
Yeah.
You see the shit, the fucking, the bust she made of his head? Yeah. Like, nothing like, oh, what the fuck? I'll be mad as fuck. They got him looking like the Beast from Beating at the Beast.
Yeah. I mean, he got that fucked up Jerry curls. Yeah, he kind of looks like. Did you watch the opening of here when he's talking? Look. He's like.
Last time you were a free man, the Brooklyn Dodgers was still the Brooklyn Dodgers. And Eisenhower was your president.
He's getting close to his student's face. Mm-hmm. He's like, let me get in your face.
Amanda's intrigued with Billy.
He realized
God,
it wasn't working.
You see the way he ironed her up and down.
Oh,
and
dude.
God,
he's like, I realized the chicks that can see, they don't want me.
There is no more Brooklyn Paramount. It's been taken over by some college.
There's some fine ass women in here. Look how he's looking at her. Like, he's like, damn, she's smart too? Hold on. Like, he's like, I gotta get up now. Hold on. Now you gotta see.
Damn.
He didn't know she was blind right here, Cody. He was like,
I don't know how he couldn't tell. She got the stick and she ain't looking straight. He up there just singing at her fucking ear and shoot. She walking past. Yeah,
he about to pull a Marvin Gaye and sneak through the door and look around the corner.
Hello.
Wow.
Not as romantic anymore, is it, Cody?
Oh my God, dude. This is the ultimate stalker video. What the fuck? That hit the locker room and shit.
She is fine too.
Oh my God. And nobody's even picking this out. It's like happen, go by. Not bad and not nothing.
I love how everybody in this school is nice to her too.
Yeah.
What school is this? Because at my school, we get fucked. You blind, crippled, or what? They still get made fun of and shit. This motherfucker in the background following her and shit now.
Yeah.
He's about to be her. Fuck, what's the dude from Daredevil name? She Daredevil, and he about to be fuck, why am I blaming her? I want to say Link for some running that fucking name. The dude that trained Daredevil, people. I can't remember his fucking name.
Stick.
Stick. I was like, Link, was it? Yeah. Stick, yeah. He about to be Stick to her Daredevil, bro. Look, he got freaked out when she said, "Hi, Laura." You see that shit?
Heavy class. So she had the look. He had the yoga class and shit.
Did you see that shit when he walked by her and somebody said, "Hi, Laura"? Hey. That motherfucker jumped. He's like, "Oh shit, I got caught." Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on, play it cool. Play it cool. I'm not following her. Hold on now. I bet before you saw this video, you just like, "That's a sweet song to sing to a woman." See, then now you watch, you going like, "What the?"
Take on a whole another connotation. Now. My God.
People don't be remembering this shit, but I be remembering this shit because I still watch, listen to these songs, and every now and then I go look the video up and go like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
Jesus,
I love that one black dude in the yoga class with the white beater on. That's Cody. He's like, he's like, "What that brother doing coming in here singing to this chicken?" Like that brother look like. She is fine.
She's hot.
What's she doing today? It ain't creepy people for me to look her up. Okay, she clearly was older than me.
Yeah,
look, he don't like that dude grabbing on her like that. He's like, "What the fuck?" Like, I gotta get up close and personal. Trust me, Lionel. She saw that mustache on you, she'd be like, "Oh fuck no." you know, it's funny about it is me and you. We love this era, music and everything like that, and this time period and stuff. I don't think I could be a man in this era, though. They look goofy as fuck. Fucked up mustaches and shit.
It's just all bad.
I mean, could you imagine you with that hair and that mustache, Cody?
Hell no. Not at all. No. No.
I think you could be the hottest looking dude ever, but with that hair and that mustache, you'd be like...
Nah, I'd be goddamn ain't putting that shit on me. Mm-mm. No, sir. Jerry Curl and that... No. Jerry Curl's enough. You want to have a damn mustache? No.
Jerry Curl's enough. Oh, shit. He about to kill that white dude. He's like, "Did you just yell at my blind woman?" I love how he's trying to make this shit deep, but every now and then he's putting his head down and looking up like... Oh, man, now she's reading her book in her pajamas at night, and this motherfucker playing that sweet music in the background. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker in her bedroom. Oh, you about to call? Dude, that's weird. Come on, Frank. You can't be calling your students.
Yeah, I'm watching a little bit ahead of you right now. This call would not go this way in real life. No. Not go this way. Even back in the day, this shit wouldn't go this way.
First of all, I don't know any hot blind women, but I got to tell you this right now. I don't think any hot blind woman out there would be like, "Are you a professor?" "Oh, yes, I'll be over. I'll fuck you. Yes, indeed, yes."
No.
Yes. No. They won't even fuck Cody, so why would they fuck him? So, shit, they like, they do a Ray Charles on Cody. They grab him by the wrist and be like, "Ooh, okay, nice." And then as soon as they go like, "How old are you?" And then Cody say, "I'm like, I'm 30. They go like, "Oh, you too old."
You should have started with that.
Yeah. Remember, I did that shit when I turned 30 to some chick. I was on the dance floor, and she like got terrified. I was like, "Damn, what the fuck?"
Heard the record scratch.
and Yoon can attest to this too, man. She was dancing all up on. We were dancing hard, like almost the whole night. And then like they was like, "We got some birthdays out there. Let me give a shout out to some birthday." I was like, "It's my birthday." And then she was like, "How old are you?" I was like, "I just turned 30." She was like, "Oh." That, like, just killed the whole fucking mood right there. I was just like, "Well, damn, shit." I was like, "I didn't realize 30 was that fucking bad now." She put it in perspective for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people, Lionel Richie, he's, like, hoping he dies before they start checking his back.
I'm saying, yeah.
Brother, she blind. She ain't looking for shit. Yeah.
So it's kind of ironic they chose this as the pitch for the video. Give the chorus.
Like, bro, she ain't looking for a damn thing. She's looking for vision, okay? She's looking for her eyesight back, okay? She ain't looking for no
fucked up, yeah. Kind of teasing her line. That's kind of fucked up, man. That's true. That's not only a creep motherfucker, you're a bully too. So, hey, man, he's just all bad.
I want to see, because you know he performs in Vegas. I want to see him before this song in Vegas, bring some blind chick up on stage. Or
yeah.
Or now she ain't got to be blind. Put some dark sunglasses on her and shit, and just yeah, like, you know, form because that should be hilarious. I'll pay to see that shit 3 times in a row. She in your classroom, bro. Like, like how you wondering where you at, man? Yeah. I love how she's still on the phone even though he hung up. Now he in that classroom playing that piano. He like, shit, I'm about to win her over by her eardrums and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was like the thing to say back in the day, though. Like, you hear most like random fucking dumbass dudes be like, man, I need to be a blind chick. I think I used to say that actually. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I need me a blind chick.
Yeah,
this right here, Cody, this ain't working out for me. I gotta tell you,
but say, did you say that like last week?
Yeah, I said that an hour ago. Told you before we started recording, so I need me a blind chick, man. So they the only ones that's gonna appreciate me for me. Yeah. And even they would be like thinking like, oh, I gotta get out of here. This I think that hurt my ego if a blind chick left me. I'd be like, well, damn. Well, fuck you, yeah, then. At least I can see. At least I can see.
That would be some shit, wouldn't it?
I got 20/20 vision at least, bitch. I love how this dude came in to expose Lionel. He's like, brother, she ain't in your class no more. And we need you to pack your shit because you can't be calling students in the middle of the fucking night.
I thought you were being ignored this entire time. No, we watched you, Lionel. Yeah. Your creepy ass. You're under arrest, actually.
Did you think he was a ghost, Migo?
Yeah.
Damn, I like how she drew him, made that clay statue of him. He looked like Balrog.
That's what I'm saying. They did him dirty. I know he's a funny looking motherfucker, but they did him dirty in that statue.
I wouldn't have liked that statue. You know, he looked
dirty.
He looked like old dude. He looked like old dude from Coming to America. Old dude.
Yeah. Lionel, you talk about that goblin motherfucker from Coming to America 2 that I said, oh, nah.
Talking about from the first one. Oh shit! Hey, wait a minute. She can't see. How the fuck she was able to scope him? I would have, if she'd have did that to me, I'd have looked at her and been like, you lying bitch, you ain't blind.
Yeah, that's a Marvel crossover. She's actually Daredevil. She got the echo radar vision.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Plus she grabbed on his face now. But mind you, people, they still on a school campus too.
Like, so yep. And that shit's still happening.
She grabbed on his lips and shit. I just
damn, he's in the back room.
Brother just yanked her hands. Hello.
Well, I've been waiting for that the entire semester.
No, she can't see. Oh, Negro. I love how they try to do like this, looking into each other's eyes. But it's like, once again, she's blind. She can't see shit in nobody's eyes right now. Shit. Well, that's a trip down memory. Wow. People was like, man, when I thought y'all was going to review music going forward, I didn't think it was going to be like some dark shit like this or whatever. You know?
There's a lot of darkness in the music from the pre-2000s, I guess. Or shit, 2000s, too.
Lionel Richie was trying to tell you something. Shit. He was like, look, I'm looking for a blind chick that looked this good. All right, so. That'd be funny if she left him for Charlie Cox and shit.
Right.
They should have put her in that show with Daredevil. It could have been. She should have been a lecturer. Oh man, that'd have been funny. Oh, people though, got some sad news today as well. Other than some more police shootings, if you will, we got another black man that was shot by police officers here. Dante Wright was his name, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
In Minnesota or Minneapolis, I'm already bringing on the fucking state. It was where George Floyd trial was going on, literally like right down the street. These cops shot another brother, like literally right down the street from the trial. By the way, why is this trial going on so long, too? I'm trying to figure this one out. It's like,
I do not know. It's a great question.
It's like all the evidence was presented in day two. And yet, when we got to day three and going, it's like almost rinse and repeat of the same shit. And it's like, what are we even talking about anymore? Like what is going on here, Cody? Like, y'all just trying to get more tax dollars out of us or something? Like, wrap this shit up, B. So, Dante Wright, 20 years old. The officers, they said that it was an accidental mistake because she was shooting him with her taser. And I just have to say about that is if you don't know the difference between a taser and a gun, you might need to be fired. She was not fired. She resigned. And she's being charged with, I forgot what she's being charged with, actually. But I know she's being charged. But I love that she resigned and was not fired. Isn't that like the first part of training, at least with guns, that they should do? Like, oh, this is a taser. This is a gun. I've held a taser. Yeah. Matter of fact, on this point.
I'm about to say, don't they feel like pretty fucking different? Like, I'm
yeah.
an expert in holding guns and tasers and shit, but I would imagine they feel pretty fucking different.
I think one time back in my condo, my ex from my mother had got a taser, and she was fucking around with me that she was going to tase my ass while I was recording. I can tell you this right now. It's a big fucking difference. Between a taser and a gun. You would think as a training an officer, mind you, there was like, what, 3-4 officers there at the same time too? It's like, I don't understand why you would need to tase a guy when it's 4 of you. You could easily just pull him out of the car. I mean, I saw the brother. He's really skinny. I don't see how much of a threat he really could be. Like, it's like to these 4 officers here, which was funny, Cody, because literally in Arizona, I don't know if you heard this story. This story is kind of small because nobody was really injured. So this black couple, they owned a food truck, and they get their supplies from this one guy. Well, this one guy, he doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter or anything like that, and he found out that they were Black Lives Matter supporters. So he started posting his All Lives Matter stuff and all this stuff, and he called the couple down to have a meeting with them. The wife felt uncomfortable, so she called her husband, please, can you stop whatever you're doing, and can you come by here? So he came by, and they were having a talk, and the guy was like, I could tell something was wrong with him. He's a little off. He ended up pulling a gun on her and tried to shoot her, but luckily her husband was there, and he stopped it from happening. She called the police, and they happily escorted him out of the building. I was like, this motherfucker got a gun in his hand still, and I was like, God damn. I was like, shit. I was like, that must be nice. I was like, when you got a weapon in your hand, you getting happily escorted off. I was like, they probably stuck him in the car and said, what did they do to you? You can tell us. Be honest with us. Come on, let us know. But I love that people that was bringing him money, if you will, since he was their supplier and stuff like that. I guess that don't really matter if you just don't believe in or if you're just racist. In general, you're just like, if I'm racist, I don't give a fuck about his money or nothing like that. So I was kind of shocked by that one. I was like, damn, he was still pulling a gun on them, even though they were bringing him business. Ain't that a bitch? But yeah, they escorted him and shot Dante Wright, 20-year-old. I don't know if he's a single father, but I know his son is 2 years old. Adorable little baby there. Shame that he had to lose his father at 2 years old. Especially over some bitch that didn't know the fucking difference between a fucking taser and a gun. But I digress on that, you know. And I'd like to have a shot in your honor, Mr. Dante Wright. I know it ain't much, but my heart and condolences go to you and your family. Thank God that Dante Wright had a loving family. So the kid will at least have some form of family around, if you will. May not be his father, which is the fucking depressing part about this, but
yeah.
So here's to you, sir, your family, yep. Your child, and best I can do. Jesus Christ, still doing this shit.
Yeah. All too often.
And Biden is talking about some gun reforms out there, and you know that's just pissing those gun people off. They are so irate. They're using that car example again, Cody. Yes. Well, if you're taking Americans' guns away, you should take their cars away too, then, because cars can kill you. Let me just put this out here. When you get into a car accident, 9 times out of 10, you don't go and buy that car with the intentions of, I'm going to run this off the road. I'm going to run this into someone. When you buy a gun, Cody, your intentions most likely is, I'm trying to shoot someone or shoot something.
Yeah. Whether it's a human being or not, you're trying to kill something.
Yes. Animal.
That's the point of a gun.
It can be an object. It can be an animal. Mm-hmm. It can be a person. I mean, you're shooting something. Let's just get down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think when Cody bought his last car, I don't think his intention was, yeah, I'm going to spend $30,000 on this car so I can run this money.
Do GTA all day, baby.
I don't think. So that logic is already stupid as fuck. Like,
I don't see cars being the cause of mass shootings at FedEx facilities in Indianapolis.
There was a mass shooting this morning.
This past week. Another one. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. I didn't hear about this.
It just happened. I just got the notification.
I know there's the one in, what was it, Atlanta a couple weeks ago as well?
Yeah.
If I'm mistaken.
Damn, let me see if I can find it. I just really got a news notification.
I heard of there was something that happened in fucking Northeast Austin, I heard. That was more like a domestic dispute, though. But still, fucking guns involved.
Damn, where did it? Who sent me that notification? I'm trying to see if it was in my emails or just like a random news notification.
Yeah.
It still boggles
my mind. We don't hear about this in any other country.
Do you watch...
Here, this is literally every single fucking day. We wake up to some sort of shooting.
Do you watch the Daily Show with Trevor Noah?
A little bit.
He did this one segment where they had... I think his name is John Acosta. He went to different countries to like gun rallies or whatever and stuff like that. And they basically was just saying like, I think it was Jordan Klepper. I think it was Jordan Klepper. And he was just like getting gun training because he wanted to get gun license or whatever. And then when he went to other countries, he was just like, why can't we just shoot people? And then that dude just looked at him and was just like, because we're not America. That's why we actually respect guns here. And he was just like, fair enough.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy because I forgot which country that was he was in, but I was just like, well, that's crazy that they can have these big gun rallies and their gun mass shootings are just like non-existing. But here in America, it's like, yo, you have a gun rally. It's like, yo, you're pretty much a fucking gun nut probably. And it's like, I don't think that's because a lot of people like to say, oh, there's something wrong with the human psyche. I was just like, no, I just think that this country is fucked up in more ways than people like to admit. And the people that live in it. Because it's amazing that all these other countries over here can have these guns and yet have no type of mass shootings. So I think that doesn't say anything about someone's psyche. I think that says more about us as a country,
right,
as a whole here. I'm sure there's a gun guy listening to this going like, man, fuck you. I ain't getting my guns or whatever shit. I just don't see the appeal of it, if you ask me. I've trained with them. I know how to use one. That was like a one day event. I was like, I never need to pick this back up. Like, honestly, it's kind of fucking boring. it's like you go to a shooting range to shoot some targets. Like, what the fuck good is this? I mean, it's like, I guess some people consider it to be skill or whatever. And I was like, I found even though I don't really find it to be fun either, but I found using a bow and arrows to be more skill than fucking shooting a gun, I guess, but I digress on that.
And it's just cooler, too.
There's that, too. Especially when you can shoot an arrow through another arrow. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty badass.
Yeah. My dad did that, and I was kind of jealous. I was like, man, that's pretty badass. Not going to lie. That was really cool, actually. I think I still have that arrow, too, but that was pretty dope. But, we're still having these gun shootings, and Biden is talking about putting more regulations on guns and stuff like that. And he's also talking about getting the troops out of Afghanistan, Cody.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That actually got brought up, and he's saying that, yeah, we're getting them out by he's actually gave a date, too. He said by September this year.
Okay.
He said they're pulling every troop out, and of course, Republicans hate that idea.
Yeah, of course, naturally. They need to be in opposition.
Wasn't they for that?
You go left, I go right.
Yeah, like, I don't understand this. It's like, even because they were for this. I mean, before, whenever there's a Republican president in charge, they're for it. I don't understand this. But now there's a Democrat. It's like, oh, what is up with
the weird policy? Same policy, but yeah.
I mean, they wanted Trump to do it. He didn't do it. He said he was going to do it, but he didn't do it. He brags that he did it, but he didn't do it. So, I mean, and they were all for it. What difference does it make which president do it? Just as long as it gets done, right? Politics always plagues the common sense of a man, I guess. But Cody, what are you drinking over there? Because it is mixed.
Oh, well, I'm taking it easy today. I ain't gonna do put in the glass and all the other bullshit to get the color. It's vacation time, so I'm just kicking back, drinking a Carl Strauss Boat Shoes Hazy IPA.
Hey man, he hangs out with Jay Remy.
Yes, Carl Strauss. Yeah, man. Like we were saying, they went to Oxford together.
Yeah.
Class of what was it? Was it 69 or was it 70?
69 was a great year. Yeah, 69 was a great year. They talk about how that was the best class of their time, and Oxford hasn't been the same since. Yeah, so.
It hasn't. I mean, yeah, those are like the two most brilliant minds to come out in the last century.
Yeah.
Those two right there.
I mean, some people would say that was
Strauss.
Yeah, it was like the Albert Einstein meeting Benjamin Franklin. That's what people were saying back
exactly.
then. Like, it was like, yeah. Oh, shit, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were artistes. Yeah. Some would say
it's like the crossover event, man. Fuck Godzilla vs. Kong. Strauss and fucking Remy.
Yeah. It's all about Strauss and Remy, of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
Two big lizards going at it, man, you know. And man. You know what? They don't even go at it. They're best of buds.
That's right.
I think Strauss might be dead, but hey, he still talks to him somehow. So
yeah. I think it's like some contraction he built. You know, he's smart as fuck, so whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just had little fireside chats every now and again.
I don't know if people saw this, but they were helping Decepticons out in the Transformers movies and stuff.
Oh yeah, I think they cut that scene out. I think Michael Bay was mad for some reason.
Yeah, they were you almost saw a glimpse of their photo in that scene where they were showing all the historical
films. Yeah, they're showing the history.
Yeah.
Transformers was a part of every historical event.
That was like
event.
Age of Extinction, yeah. I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, whatever the fuck, yes.
Yeah,
that one, yeah.
The one where the chick just
kept the one outfit. That retcons the previous movie that took place before that because somehow just got discovered Transformers are on the planet even though they've been here for years.
Hey, man.
This these big ass fucking machines.
And the Shia LaBeouf family lineage of it and all and stuff like that. Even though they never brought that up at all. I mean,
yes, never brought that up ever again.
Apparently, it goes even further than his great grandfather's. He kept saying that first fucking film it was just you know it was always
right. They didn't say that shit. They said the Witwickies. It's like a group. And it was supposed to be his, like a last thing. Wait, what is it? Is this his last day or is the name of the fucking group?
The Witwickies were the last nights. Remember Cody? That was the name. It was the last night.
Last night. There you go.
The last night.
Extinction was one before.
Last night was the last one. That was where Optimus and Bumblebee rekindled their friendship.
Right.
Let me introduce you to my friend, Bumblebee.
Oh, you can talk again. Great. Thank you.
Optimus, you are my best friend.
I just fixed this shit like 10 years ago, but all right. Works now, I guess. The fucking robots. I can't fix a voice box.
Fucking sentient beast.
Transformed into a brand new Chevrolet fucking Mustang, whatever the fuck it was. They can't get that fucking voice box fixed, though. That's just possible. Can't do that.
Well, remember, he spoke in the first film, but then he sounded too much like a slave owner and shit. Like, he's like,
yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Permission to speak, sir. Permission granted. Come on. That was some super slave shit. How you gonna have permission to speak? Like, god damn. Just help save the planet. And he ain't gonna have so. Come on, man. I like how he asked for permission to use his actual voice, but he uses the radio shit. He asked permission for that shit. He's like, no, it's speak as much as you want to the fucking radio, but when you get your real voice, you're gonna have permission to do that shit.
Permission to speak, old friend. Permission granted, old friend.
Always an old friend. Gotta make sure you know they're boys from back in the day.
Man, they didn't talk about their friendship throughout that whole franchise. Well, you know, it's pretty potent, though, that the last and first movie is the first time they've ever mentioned old friend. It was like, yeah.
And it just begs more questions. Being like, what did they do in their leisure time on Cybertron? Like, what did they do?
One day, people, we're gonna have a drink viewing session of us just watching these movies.
I'm gonna try to dissect this shit. I gotta get the bottom of some of this. I was like, I got questions to this day.
We're just gonna do this, people. We're gonna have this, and we're gonna see if we can. Which is longer, or who gets? Do we get fucked up before the movie ends, or do we finally make it through the movie? Like that'll be the We're going to try to kill a whole bottle, too. That's going to be the goal.
Oh, Jesus.
Because those movies are long as shit.
Yeah, take a shot for every time there's a lapse in logic. We definitely going to be dead.
Oh, shit. That's the first 20 fucking minutes. Wait,
there was another war? Fuck.
Oh, man. When that motherfucker showed me Frederick Douglass and that shit,
I'll be goddamn. This shit is offensive as fuck, but I love it. It's a slap in the fucking face. But this is great.
fucking Bumblebee was helping Harriet Tubman.
Oh, my. They stopped the Holocaust. Don't forget that. Probably killed him
too. Oh, that was. I never wanted a rewind button in a theater more than I did that day.
End of the Cold War. All that shit.
I wanted to find the projector and say, how do we rewind this back? I just got to see that scene one more fucking time, please. Just show me this one more time. That was the funniest shit I think I've ever seen in theater. That was way more funnier than any one of them shitty black movies that we see. Like, that was like probably the funniest shit I've ever seen. This is just amazing that these things have been living around this long and nobody knew about it.
Right.
Like, the government is even confused by it and shit. It's like, how could you be confused by this? Like, they've been around since Hitler. No, they've been around since the Harriet Tubman built that train. They helped build that train, Cody. Matter of fact, Bumblebee was the train.
I was about to say.
Or they just transformed into a train. I mean, just built the
logic.
Man. I'm drinking, I'm about to pour some, at least right now. Continuing my whiskey week, I'm drinking. So I had the age statement Hibiki bottles. Now I have the replacements for those discontinued ones. And right now I'm going to pour some Hibiki Master Select. This
Right on.
This bottle had replaced the Hibiki 12-year-old. So this is that replacement. I'll tell you what. I don't care for the harmony or anything like that, but I'll say this about Hibiki. They have some beautiful fucking decanters. These bottles are nice.
They really do, yeah. They can make a fucking decanter.
The funny thing, they're so simplistic, too, though. I mean, it's nothing really too special about them. I mean, you just...
Yeah, it's minimalist, but, you know, but it, yeah, it's classy and artsy at the same time.
I'm shocked nobody's never copied it, to be honest.
Yeah. Or at least it's sleek. I think that's the right
correct word for it. Yeah, it's stylish, kind of, you know? I'm just shocked that nobody's never tried to copy it or anything like that, so... Oh, that smells good. Oh, man. Oh. You been drinking any more Armagnac?
No, I just got that one, that red one I got. Actually, I brought it up with my buddies. So I'll probably drink some a little bit of that later. But, yeah, I just got that one right now. I bought some, we talking about branching out. I bought some, you ever heard of Grappa, my friend?
Yeah. I drank that in Italy.
Yeah, I bought a bottle of that. K&L, it's like super limited shit from like 2000. It was like $100. So I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. Let me buy that shit.
I have a bottle of Grappa.
Apparently, it's from some distiller named Tony Poli. Dude's fucking dead. So that recipe is just done. So that'll be made again. So I was like, yeah, let me hop on this. It has a cool story behind it. I never heard of Grappa before, like before that moment right there. Yeah. I never tried it. I don't even know if the shit's gonna be good, but I had to buy it. I was like, oh, okay. This sounds good. Nice price. It is rare as fuck.
Grappa's really delicious. I still have a bottle I bought back from Italy that first time I went or whatever when I gave you that bottle of limoncello.
So, yeah, look forward to that, folks. Yeah, have some Grappa in a future last drop at some point. That's what I'm buying nowadays at the moment.
Getting some Grappa. I'm looking at looking at some more tequila and stuff, you know, see some dark. I saw a bottle on K&L Armagnac. It was like, I think $65. Had a nice color to it, though, whatever.
I already have my eye on my next mezcal. I already got the next one loaded up. I already got it in the chamber.
This mezcal, follow me on Instagram, whatever. I can't remember the name of the company.
Okay.
I saw a bottle of that Dos Hombres finally, too. I should have just bought a bottle. It was pretty decently priced, too. At least for the...
Yeah, if I see it, I'll just buy a bottle. Like
that cheaper version. Because I heard they have, like, a higher-end version, which I've never seen. So I finally saw that. But, yeah, it was cheap. It was, like, I want to say $50. $45, okay. Somewhere yeah. around there. It was cheap, though.
With that.
I don't know why I didn't get it. I was just probably being stupid, I guess, at the time. I was like, I don't really want to buy anything, I guess. I saw it at yeah. Total Wine in was that Tustin, I think. I can't remember now. Yeah, so I've been looking at some tequila. I love this little, I want to get that Tesla tequila, but that bitch is a motherfucker to find. I really want, I just want the decanter. That decanter is just fucking nice.
That's one of the most badass decanters out right now.
I really want that decanter. I just want the decanter. I don't even care if it has a I mean, I do want to try it, but, you know, I don't want to spend fucking. I saw some of the prices some people had. I was like, I ain't spending that. You can suck my dick.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, wait a minute. It's like, wait a minute. Tesla's website wasn't even selling it for that fucking price. How the fuck you going to charge this shit? Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were barely charging.
Secondary's a motherfucker.
They were charging like $150 or something like that, I think, on the website. Motherfuckers at the store trying to charge $800 for the shit. It's like, what the fuck,
hey, dude? Suck a dick. Yeah, fuck off. No.
Trying to say, oh, it was so hard for me to get. Bitch, you got that off the website. That wasn't hard. I know Barcode had some, or two bottles of that shit.
Yeah. Yep.
For, I think for pours. But I was like, $25
a pop.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want no pour. I want that bottle.
Well, I want the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't want a piece, baby. I want the recipe shit. Come on, shit. Come on, baby. Give me a slice of that shit right there. This. On the nose, it like compares nothing to the 12-year-old. It's like completely different. It has like that's like a blossom citrusy smell to
it. That one is not age stated, correct? But yeah. It's like an ideal. Dude, you have an idea of like the years though? It's like around the 8-10-ish range.
I think it was around like 8 years, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever. Yeah. But hey, it might be younger than that, actually. This could be 6, to be honest.
Okay.
But yeah, this one. So this one replaced, as I said earlier, this one replaced the Hibiki 12. The Blender's Choice replaced the 17-year-old, which were, I wasn't keen to the idea at the time, but then I said, well, they don't have any more of the fucking supplies to make the 12 and 17, so fuck this. But I got to tell you, I really do like this Master Select, though. I'm like, this is really just smooth. And plus, this one's not as expensive. Now, granted, secondary in most states will be pricey. I got this one for $105. At a duty-free,
okay.
I think in New York, duty-free. And then the other one I got that one overseas. So, but even over there, I think I only paid like 90 plus tax or whatever. Nice. Yeah. So it ranges around that time. I've seen some stores have it here, and they've been charging like $300 and shit like that for it. And like,
you're funny.
Probably Valley Bev. They probably got it. They probably charged
$800. Oh, yeah. Oh boy!
Charging $1,000.
You want to talk about secondary?
Fuck that story, dude.
Oh, Valley Bev, man. Jesus, y'all, some madmen up there. Madmen.
Fuck that story. I was putting it lightly.
Oh, man, this is my go-to story. I used to live in the Valley too for my craft beer. That was the spot.
Yeah, I guess you get beer there. Like, it ain't that cheap, right? I mean, expensive there, right? Like,
but, no, it's about average.
But they other spirits? Else.
Ooh.
But they other spirits? Fuck that. You ain't drinking there.
No.
I do feel, though, like, if you just go there for the beer, you could probably go anywhere for the beer. That's like, there's a lot of great craft beer stores. I don't think.
Yeah, there is.
And maybe you could attest to this more. I don't think Valley Bev had anything special that you got to go there directly for, right?
No, not really.
Yeah, because Hilo's around and they have almost every fucking thing.
Hilo's around. Yeah.
There's a ton of fucking stores. I mean, even your local liquor stores, whatever, may have something. Damn sure I ain't driving no fucking Valley Bev to fucking get no case of beer and be like, damn, these motherfuckers had a bottle on one, but they wanted $1,000 for that shit.
Damn, no.
And Cody told me they had Elijah Craig 18 for $700 or some shit. I was like, oh.
Yep. $700.
I would have to ask them, where do you find the balls? Like,
I'm saying, dude. that old level Elijah 12. Fucking $300, I think. Like $350.
$350 it was, yeah. $350. Yeah. I was like, shit, I spent $90 on my. Like, what the fuck? Shit, holy shit.
Y'all crazy.
$350.
Y'all motherfucking mad. Hell no.
I guess they just. think people was like, fuck it, I like spending this kind of money. Then I guess so.
I don't know. I guess there's some golden motherfuckers in the valley, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. The comparison to the 12-year-old is this one still has that raisin scent on it. So you still can smoke the dried up raisins on it. This one smells richer, though, than the 12-year-old. I think the 12-year-old was a little bit more heavier on the oak, and where this one is more just rich vanilla. See, you know, what I like about this, though, is it's a replacement of the 12-year-old, yet tastes nothing like it. I don't even know why they would call it a replacement. I would just say, like, this is a new... just a new bottle we just dropping out, whatever. It ain't replacing shit. It's just a new drop because it has like damn near maybe one or two of the same characteristics of the 12-year-old, but it's like not even a spot on. Like if you did a side by side, you could easily tell the difference. And I just had some 12-year-old yesterday, so I definitely remember this. Even on the finish, it's like got some kind of spicy plum taste to it, which actually sounds pretty good right about now, a plum.
You usually get a lot of plum on those Hibiki bottles, I've been noticing. They're like a common note.
Yeah.
From their mash bills.
Well, the reason why is because a lot of Japanese wine is used by plum. So plum is like the main ingredient or whatever when it comes to the Japanese people and their alcohol making. They use a lot of Japanese plum or just plums in general for their dessert wines too. Because most of the Hibiki, because plums are not on a Nika or Yamazaki or anything. Like plums are more in the rice whiskeys and the Hibikis for some of them at least. And the difference between the Hibiki and the Yamazaki is the Hibikis are much sweeter. They have more of a, I think with Japanese whiskey, they try to go in the direction of blending it between a whiskey barreled wine.
Right.
A lot of Irish whiskey does that now, too. And you can even tell because even last month when I had that green spot, a lot of the spots or from the spots family or whatever, they mix theirs in with wine barrels and shit. So it's probably the most common blending of two spirits, whatever, wine and whiskey. Yeah. I love on my palate. You get like this orange chocolate taste to it. It's got like this zestiness to it. Very creamy. It kind of just like slams on the middle of your palate right there. It just stays there. You get like some dried fruits on there. Maybe like a pear or apricot. I enjoy this a lot. This is smooth. I love it, man. I love it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's easily... this is a bottle I can kill watching Transformers, basically.
What better way to do it?
Yeah. What about you? You over there down in that beer. What are you thinking?
If y'all listen to the show, like, y'all know I'm not the biggest fan of the hazies, but I thought I'd give this one a shot. It was one. It's only been around here. I forgot to pick up one, if I'm being honest. So I was like, yeah, what we got right here? Let's do this shit. Bo should taste that for
you.
You
never did it on the show before, so.
It's brand new. I actually thought about doing one of these whiskeys I bought over here. I was like, yeah, should we just do like a whiskey show? Like, let's do a beer. But it's good, though. I like it. It gives you that typical kind of like oaty mouthfeel. It's like super silky on the palate. I can't get into the nose too much. Obviously, I'm drinking straight from a fucking can, so I'm just going to X that out just for this show alone, period. But yeah, I like it for it. It's not my particular flavor profile that I gravitate towards as far as like an IPA goes. You know, I'm a West Coast guy, I suppose, you know, the more easy, the Northeast hazy shit. But as far as like the style goes, I think this is one of the better ones I've tried because, you know, the hierarchy of hazies is, you know, it's Monkish and Treehouse. Everything pretty much is just either right here or way the fuck below here. Yeah. I'll say this one is like right here-ish.
Yes.
I like the flares I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of like ripe fruit, like honeydew, melon sort of flavors going on there.
Is that like most of the flavors in hazies?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the last two hazies I've had, they had like grapefruit and some kind of melons in there. Like,
grapefruit. Okay. I usually don't get grapefruit in these hazies. That's interesting. Yeah. That's different.
I can't remember which in the one I had from Court. I remember. Did I say? I think I said. Did I say? Was it last week I gave that like kind of review, if you will? Like, was that? Did I say pine?
Last week, week before.
Yeah, I can't remember because I didn't remember what my notes was or my tasting notes when it was whatever. But I was like, I think it was pineapple it had or something like that. I can't remember what it was now. I drink so much, people. I don't remember what the fuck I drank.
Yeah. See, now she mentioned pineapple. I'm actually kind of getting that now, too. She mentioned that.
Is that like the main ingredient of a hazy?
That's usually what you get. It's like more bright.
Mm.
Almost. I guess tropical fruit.
Yeah, I guess so. Because that hazy color in most beers, that kind of is a pineapple color in some aspect.
Yeah, it does kind of like pineapple juice, honestly. It actually does.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of light in the bitterness, too. It was give or take, you might like a lot of bitterness in your hazies. Me, myself, I tend to, for a hazy, you get lined up with the bitterness. I prefer this style. I don't need like a bitter bomb with the hazy shit. It's cool. You're supposed to be more of a easy drinking sort of beer. So, I like the higher bitterness for the West Coast, in your face, dank, hoppy beers. So, it's right on point for the style, I would say. Perfect for the weather right now. Thank God we finally got a fucking sunny weekend out here. It's been a while with some good ass weather.
Yeah, it looks like it's been raining all week and shit.
Yeah, it looks like it at least. As one thing I can't fucking stand is this cold, dreary ass fucking weather. I can't stand that shit.
Yeah, like when it looks like it's been looking like hazy all week. If it looks like that, just fucking rain and get over it. Just do it. Okay. I hate when it looks like that and it doesn't rain. It's like either you're gonna fucking rain or you're not gonna rain. What are you gonna do? Okay. Ain't got time to be playing mind games with you and shit. Okay?
Your fucking mind, what the shit?
Because yesterday was really nice outside. Yeah. And today is just as nice too, but yesterday was really nice outside. And it feels like like fucking forever since it was nice outside too.
Right?
It's forever. Another thing too, people, if you realize that my voice sounds robotic now, is because I've been microchipped, so. Yeah, finally been.
That's right. That's right. You become one of us. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, man, I'd be having these inner thoughts sometimes that'd be taking over. But I've only had gotten 50% of it. So I guess
that's part right.
Of
me, yeah. So, yeah, you ever go full blown 5G?
Yeah. So part of me is still fighting it. So come May. Yeah, come May 7th, though. I don't know how much longer I can fight it off, but we'll see, though. Cause,
we saw there are many clones of you.
Yeah.
Different races and shit are alluded to. Shit, crack it up, man. Y'all be goddamn, there's a Puerto Rican JB out there.
Yeah. Hey, man, my clones are out there doing my bidding. But hey, but don't worry, people. Like I said, our lunatic and Cody. They don't have memories. They just have thoughts or whatever and shit. Think of it like at that movie that we talked about the other day. We did Daft Punk. It's Oblivion. There's multiple Tom Cruise out there. There's multiple JBs out there. When I go and sacrifice myself for the world, another JB will pop up and Cody will be happy.
That's right. There it is.
Yeah. They even gave me a barcode number on here, which I was like, it's my new jail.
Oh, shit.
My new jail number.
There it is.
Great. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. EW4170. I was like, cool. All right.
There it is.
So I'm part of the.
Yeah, tracking you.
Yeah. Because I'm part of the Pfizer club because they're going to turn us against each other.
Oh, you're Pfizer. Nice.
Yeah.
Pfizer over here too. Pfizer life.
Oh, okay. So, Pfizer. So I guess my whole family's Moderna. So I guess I have to kill them.
We cannot coexist.
Yeah. It's going to be like
the Spicers and then Modernas.
It's going to be like the Hunger Games shit. They're going to separate us in the vaccine clubs and shit. Be like,
Pfizer. Johnson in the background is looking like, huh? what's going on here?
It's funny, but that there's different kind of vaccines out there. Because my friend in Dubai, she was trying to tell me that she told me not to get this one vaccine. I looked at her and said, what the fuck is that? I was like, I don't think we have that in America. And she was like, you should get the the one that China came up with. I think it was called the, she was like, that's the one I got. It really works really well. And I was like, what's it called? I forgot what she said. She said farm or something. I was just like, America don't have that shit. I said, we got three vaccines. We got three vaccines. We got Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. We don't have any of these rare shits y'all got out there and stuff like that that's working for y'all. We don't have that. We just have these three. And even the, I know people are freaking out about the Johnson & Johnson one or whatever, but because of the blood clots. But people, only six people out of,
right,
was it 5 million people that took that
one? I know,
one?
Yeah, I know. It's, yes, I, yeah, I know.
Cody, if I was to tell you.
It might be a little extreme on that.
If I was to tell you, Cody, put $1,000 on that horse. That horse has won 5 million races, but only lost six. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you be like, shit, I'm putting some money on that horse then, right? I was like, you know, only lost.
Hell yeah.
I was like, hey, shit, only five. That horse won 5 million races. I know that's illogical.
Take this to the bank, baby.
Hell yeah. Shit, I'm going to put $2,000 on his ass. Shit, he winning this motherfucker. Shit. I mean, that's, I think those odds are pretty well received, if I will, whatever. It's just funny, though. I got so many messages when I posted that fucking photo on Instagram, whatever, saying like, oh, should I take the vaccine or not? I mean, because I heard it could kill you and stuff. I was just like, I'm standing right here. Like, like, you're literally talking to someone that took the shit. Like,
it'll be 1 week tomorrow after my second shot. From the day I took my second shot, I'm here. I'll be technically fully vaccinated in a week. So I guess I'll come back to you. I'm still alive.
It's just weird, though, that people are asking people that took these shots these questions. This is like, how am I standing here talking to you? It's like, I mean, maybe you treat your body like shit, I guess, and you got some shit you did that you don't want to tell them. But I was like, it's a shot. Dude, I got to tell you, that shot was so fast when he stuck me with that shit. Because literally they told me to turn the car off. As soon as I was turning it off, he sticked me with the needle. I turned around. He was like, you're all done. I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's what the first shot for me was. I didn't feel a fucking thing. The second one, I kind of felt it more. But it was fine. But yeah, that first shot, I didn't feel a fucking thing. I felt nothing.
Yeah, I only had the, my arm was sore maybe a few hours later or whatever.
That's about the only side effect I had.
Both times. But that, like we said before, that's usually when you get any shot in your arm like that, whatever and shit, it usually hurts in the area and stuff like that. But yeah, most people have been saying that the first shot, I've heard some opposites, like the first shot wasn't shit and the second one was, or the first shot hurt and the second one didn't as much or whatever. So.
Mm-hmm.
I guess since the first one didn't feel anything for me, I guess on the second one I'll feel some shit. So, because that's when Bill really takes over. I guess it just depends on how much Bill really wants you.
Yes, yeah, so. it depends on how far he's the Microsoft Gmail is progressing, if you will.
Yeah, because I felt like smashing all my Apple products and just replacing it with Windows or whatever and shit.
Yeah, right.
So I guess Bill didn't want Cody until the second shot. You're just like, nah,
exactly.
Yeah. Most dudes, I guess he was like, I want that motherfucker first. Give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw Bill when I got the shot. He was smiling in my car window and shit. He was just like,
yeah. I was like, he looked like Larry Rich in that Hello video.
Yeah, he's peeking around the wall background and shit. He was just like,
hello.
Dude, when I left his vaccine place, this shit was packed. I was like, holy shit, I'm glad I had that appointment. Because I know that this place was doing appointments and non-appointments. That non-appointment line, holy shit. That thing wrapped around all the way Long Beach Convention Center, dude. It was,
damn.
It was, when I was driving out, I was like, holy shit. If I would have seen that, I would have like, fuck that shot. I was like, that shit wrapped around the whole outside of the parking lot type shit.
Damn.
Shit. Yeah, it was pretty packed. It was organized in some aspect or another. It took me like an hour at least to get my. I don't even know why. I guess because you only really need to book the appointment just because they were letting appointment people go first. But they didn't really go by time. I mean, because I didn't get my appointment was like at 12:20. I think I didn't get mine to like 12:30 or whatever. So, but it was an hour and it went by fast. I'm not gonna lie. I got to listen to Undisputed. Get pissed off at Skip talking about fucking LeBron James. Skip
talking some crazy shit as usual.
Talking some fucking crazy shit about the GOAT LeBron James, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that was all I was here last night. These folks, oh my God, I heard so much shit last night.
Fucking.
Woo, man, you would have thought everybody here was Skip Bayless. They were talking last night. Like, yeah, a bunch of fucking Skip Bayless shills. All this shit talking about LeBron. I'll be God in the hell. I ain't gonna stand for this.
I just love how everybody just praises, oh, KD and James Harden and shit. Like, all of a sudden, by the way, too, by the way. But like LeBron James, he does that and it's just like, oh, he ain't shit. He's resting up.
No true Laker.
He resting up. That's what he's doing. He's taking his time off because he's resting up, taking it easy just to get ready to play. It's like, so the fuck what? Even if he was, who cares?
He deserves it. Playing like nonstop like the last 18 years almost.
Yeah, and especially this season, which I don't know why he was even thinking of doing, like playing every fucking game. It's like, these games ain't meaning shit,
bro. He's LeBron James. He's a madman.
Yeah, like you fucking
that's just him.
Shit, you must be bored. That's what it is.
He's earned that paycheck.
Yeah, you fucking bored or something like that, bro? Like, I mean.
But how many teams say their superstars do that, though? Nobody.
Nobody.
Like, ain't no
I mean, this year alone, though, like, too.
LeBron.
And this year alone, too, though, and maybe they should have, though. There's been a lot of injuries. Man, shitload of
Yeah, it's because they had that short-ass turnaround after last season.
Yeah, and then
right back on the court.
That stupid-ass All-Star game, because that's when the injuries.
Yeah, that dumb-ass loss, yeah.
Because these injuries really kicked in after that All-Star game, whatever. People mm-hmm. were dropping like flies and shit. And it was just like, wow. I mean, it derailed a lot of, not even teams, I mean players. It derailed players' momentums and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Hey, you heard about that Kevin Durant shit, too, with that Michael Rappaport?
That shit was hilarious.
That shit was funny as fuck, dude. I was like,
that shit was funny.
I love how people took that shit serious or like it was like some kind of
somebody else got into it recently too.
Yeah.
KD and Shannon Sharp.
Yeah,
he got into it with Shannon Sharp.
Oh wait, did he really? I didn't hear about
this. Of course. Yeah, yeah. KD and Shannon Sharp.
What was this one about?
Because Shannon Sharp misquoted KD or something, or he brought up a fake quote about KD. They were going back and forth, and then Shannon Sharp eventually just blocked KD. KD kept talking, saying, oh, "Okay, but I'm a sensitive one." I was like, "Oh shit."
Yeah, you are.
I was like, I moved on. The bygones be gone, bygones, and I just moved on.
I hate to tell you this,
dude. KD, he's the one superstar. He will not shut the fuck up. He talks all the time. He lets everybody get to him. Everybody.
I think that's the difference between him and LeBron. LeBron doesn't need to talk like this.
He don't respond to shit.
Yeah, he don't respond to shit. Because I know KD,
he
hates that he ain't considered up there with LeBron. Mm. And look here, KD, I'll give you credit. You are a top player.
Honestly, I don't know if he cares. I don't think he cares. Some of his comments recently, I think
before he did, though. Honestly, I would say like 2 years ago. I bet he did. Oh, I bet he was on that shit. Even a year ago, I would.
I don't think he does now, though.
Now, I don't think he gives a fuck now. Ever. Yeah. Why would he give a fuck? Look who he plays for. He plays for the Nets, who we beat by 20.
Yeah, he got two chips.
Yeah. But that's what Shannon Sharp was talking about, though. Like, he don't care now because he got those chips, so...
Before he had those,
that shit was on his mind left and right, whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. Why is not considered one of the best players ever? I'll give KD that. You in one of the top five best players playing today. Shit, if not top three, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You just ain't no GOAT, baby.
Sorry.
You just ain't no GOAT. You
ain't LeBron.
Yeah, you ain't LeBron. And when we get Steph Curry, baby, oh my God.
That track going.
Man, I'm gonna be getting that stir fry curry, Cody, and I'm gonna be
Oh yeah. Ooh, curry season effect, baby.
Ooh, baby. Curry, let me just put my two wishes out there. You've already done enough as you can over there in the Golden State area. Come on down.
It really has.
I mean, what else can you do over there? What is it? Three four-time champion? Back-to-back
three times.
Three times.
Four straight finals, three-time champion.
Two times back-to-back. MVP, brother, you've done it all. Come get yourself another championship. Come on. Get over here. Mm-hmm. Get over here, brother. Come on. Get you one. I can use you. Because I got to tell you this right now. That man, I remember when I first started seeing him play, he has the ugliest shot ever, but it fucking works. And what I say, whatever works, you keep doing that shit then.
It works. That works. That release is dangerous, man. That shit is quick.
Oh, man. It's so dangerous, though. I mean, I remember Skip and Shannon was talking about, like, back in the day, like, coaches back then, if they saw you shooting like that, they would fucking get in your ass about it and shit. I'm so glad they don't do that now. Like, if that's what works for him, let that brother shoot the way he fucking wants to shoot, okay?
Yeah, you better well let him shoot.
Yeah. Because that's the only reason why Golden State stays relevant, so.
Yeah.
I mean, Golden State got some top-notch players I'd love to have when it comes to, like, you know, Draymond and Clay and shit. So
Clay, of course. Yeah.
I mean, Clay is damn near like fucking MVP of that team nowadays, whatever and shit. So
could be. Yeah. On any given day. Yeah.
Injuries fucked them up though. So KD is a little bitch though. I gotta tell you. He's such a wild little bitch. I gotta tell you. Like, dude. They say it all the time too. It's like, dude, you're stupid. Why do you give a fuck? Like,
yeah.
You probably got like the second best contract in the whole fucking NBA and shit, dude. Like, you balling out of control. You considered one of the best players. Your name is up there in the top echelons of players. When you retire, they're gonna hang your jersey up wherever the fuck you end up retiring at, dude. I mean, bro, why you give a fuck about some Twitter shit? Dude?
For real, thank you. This is some fucking Twitter shit.
And I know,
meaningless.
And I know his mama raised him right, so you can tell he's got that connection with his mom and shit like that. And it's just like, brother, why are you letting this shit get to you? Even if you was considered the GOAT, they still gonna talk shit about just what people do.
This is sports, man. It's sports. There's always a topic for debate in sports. That's what the big deal about sports. It's always going to be a debate about something.
You don't think people talk shit about Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Mike Jordan back in the day? They talk shit about all these people back then, too.
They just didn't have a platform to say it on.
Yeah. But thank God they didn't either, because some of them players reps, man, shit. Oof. I mean, can you imagine Gary Payton with a Twitter?
Oh, my God.
So, KD, shut the fuck up and just enjoy
it. Charles Barkley with a fucking Twitter. Oh, my God.
Man. Shit. Remember what he did in the Olympics? Shit. Oh, my God, dude. I mean, he was starting national wars and shit.
He fucked me when he was actually playing. I'm sorry. Even after, like, post-career, some of the shit he said. Yeah. You ever call me about Texas? How you said it? How San Antonio was fat? Like,
I love Charles Barkley. Yeah, one of the best to never win one. Never will. Anyway. I'm gonna give this a 3, by the way.
Okay, 3. I'm gonna give mine a 2.5. So we're not much far off with these ratings here.
Yeah.
Good pours.
Good pours. They're solid pours. Nothing too mind-blowing or special or anything like that, but they're good enough pours to get you, especially for this nice day outside, too, you know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. For sure.
I'm sure that'll be ruined by tomorrow, so.
Probably. Of course. Fucking Monday.
Global warming gonna fuck us all, but, you know, hey.
Mm. Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
Bitch-ass weather we got going on.
Oh, shit. Oh, another speaking of sports, too, MLB, kudos to you. I've heard so much positive things in the MLB this past week alone, to be honest, whatever, but like the past month. I've heard, Cody, some of the players are even donating some of their salaries to I'm blanking on what was the organization now. But it was for Black Lives Matter. I don't want to say like Black Lives Matter, like not donate to Black, but it's like something to like support Black causes and stuff like that, whatever, because of the whole Jackie Robinson Day that just passed and shit like that. I can't remember the organization that they actually donated, but I was like, players donating their salaries? That's fucking unheard of.
I didn't hear about this. Nice. Shout out to the MLB then.
I was like, that's fucking unheard of. I think when I was in the car, and they brought it up on Undisputed, like briefly too. I think Jenny had read it off like quick. She was like, MLB, and I was just like, oh shit. So that, I guess that is a real story. Because at first when I read it, I was just like, this has got to be fake. I've never heard of players donating their money. So they'll say, we'll play a game and whatever money's earned there, then we'll donate that, but never their own personal salary. So shout out to the MLB for that. The way they handled the All-Star game for the Georgia and how they got the fuck up out of there. I think they're playing in Denver now. Shit, I was like, hell, LA don't give a fuck about COVID. Bring that shit to LA. Shit, we can use that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring that shit to LA. We don't give a fuck about COVID here, so you know, bring it here. And then also the Jackie Robinson Day, everybody wore the number. The jerseys are out, whatever. Everybody wore the 82 number. Shit, that shit was so dope.
Okay,
that was so fucking dope. They even selling the merchandise on Fanatics.com. I was gonna buy one, but that's just like fucking. They won like $400 for them jerseys. I was like, fuck, dude, come on now. Jackie Robinson, he don't want me to spend $400 on this. Come on. Well, what a great inspirational player Jackie Robinson was to not just baseball, but just sports in general. What a great man he was. And, you know, it's funny because when you talk about the greatest players ever played, you never go to baseball and you never go to Jackie Robinson, because I guess he had more of an impact on the actual sport and the idea of colored men playing other than, you know, his attributes of, well, he played. The man was MVP his second year in the MLB. I know people don't probably find that impressive, but that's fucking impressive. I know a lot of people don't think of baseball today.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know a lot of players don't think of playing baseball when they're fresh out of college or something like that because they can't get the high contracts like NBA and NFL does. But shit, you get a superstar like LeBron James over to MLB, shit. Not actual LeBron James. I'm saying on the level of LeBron James, shit. That'll change that contract around quick. Because that motherfucker know how to market himself. But props to MLB. I wanted to give them their props because I was like, damn, 1 month alone, y'all up there with the NBA. Come on, NFL. Come on. What are you guys doing over there? Oh, still being you. Mm. All right, we're done, though, people. We're getting out of here. That's it for the show.
That's she wrote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm. Ooh, oh, yeah. Mm-mm. You know, one more note, too. On the finish, I'm getting some ginger, too.
Ginger?
Yeah, that's I'm getting some ginger. I like that, too. That's a good finish right there. So, anyway, people, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody. Why was that so hard to get out? Damn, got that phlegm. Shit.
All that haziness in your throat or whatever and shit. You know what I thought it was? Yeah. What took you so long to get it out? Is I thought Lionel Richie was spying on you or something like that. So
he probably is. Yeah. You want to footage of this video we're recording right now? You probably see Lionel Richie's head pop up back in there at some point.
He's going, goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. I don't know. Anyway, people, this is the last drop mix of Max Week. And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.